This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network. TalkSport. Powered by fans.
And there it is. That's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van. Unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
The TalkSport Fan Network is proudly supported by McDelivery, bringing you the food you love. McDelivery brings a top-tier lineup of food right to your door. No matter the result, you'll always be winning with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app and you'll get rewards points delivered too, so that ordering today means some tasty rewards for tomorrow. Only via app at participating restaurants. 18 plus rewards registration required. Points only on menu items, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
Come here. Welcome to the Famous Foxes Aftermath Show, live every Sunday on Leicester Fan TV. Come on, you Foxes! Good morning, Foxes. How the devil are you? How's your day been so far? How's your weekend been so far? Well, the road to Wembley has started. You know what day it is? It's Sunday. It's 10 a.m. It's time for the Famous Foxes Aftermath Show, run by the fans, for the fans. Your opinion matters. So get them comments in. Let's get going. It's kickoff time. Come on, you Foxes.
The Leicester City machine is on the march again.
Leicester Fan TV presents a variety of content, like fan discussions, match analysis, and engaging with Leicester fans worldwide. We want your views live. Thanks to our sponsors, Everott, Barlow Blinds, Pocker Pies, Pink Car Leasing, Distillers Direct, Hologram, Take Me, Nubian Co., and the Fox's Arms and Rainbows. We are live in 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Morning all Foxes and Foxettes. How the devil are you? I hope you're well. I hope you're good. Well, like I say, the road to Wembley has started. A 3-2 victory against Millwall. Another same scoreline as what it was a couple of weeks ago when I was there. What do you think? Get your comments in. Did we play well? What was the team? How were you happy with the team? Did you think it was the right selection at the beginning? Because I'm not 100% sure it was the right selection, but it worked out for the best in the end. Morning, Dawn. How are you? I hope you're well. Callum, I hope you're good. Craig, how are you, pal? Hope you're well. Glad you're watching. Glad you're up Sunday morning. We've got the normal reprobates coming on in a minute. Morning, Cole from out there in sunny Cyprus. It's not quite, it's sunny here, but a bit cooler. Ian Supervox. Morning, how the devil are you? Good morning. Good morning. A good away win in the FA Cup yesterday. Now the M69 Derby next Saturday, Coventry. Hope to keep our winning run going for 2024. Yes, 11 undefeated in 11 now. Morning, Matthew. How are you? Morning, Nick. Yes, 7 changes. We'll come on to that in a minute. Mark Harrison. Morning, mate. How are you? I hope you're well. I hope you're good. Result with the team we put out. Yes, talking of the result and the team we put out. Morning, Judy. How are you? Morning, Liam. Morning, Callum again. A good win yesterday. It was a good selection for Enzo and Tom Cannon. Boom! That's what we ought to. Every time he scores, it's boom! Game management does need to be... game management still needs sorting out. Can't see a game out correct. Set pieces. We're going to come on to set pieces in a bit. Tom Cameron, our new number nine. Is he our new number nine? Is he our new number nine? On that boat, oh, Mr. Six Hitters just sneaked in before I've been reading. Another game we got away with being second best. I want to say we were second best, Craig, but I know where you're coming, but it was very even. They could have gone 2 or 3 nil up after the first 10 minutes if it wasn't for the keeper making. I would say we were slightly the better side because we were more clinical than they were. That's all I'm gonna say. But yeah, I sort of agree with you on that point there. Matthew, morning, Jeremy. Understand all the changes because there is too important. Yes, there is. But is the league or the cup more important? On that note, Reedy, league or cup more important? We all know what it's like going to Wembley, but is it more important this year?
It's just easily the league, isn't it? Cup's just a side job, and hopefully you can get quite far into it. I always say that I like to get a big team in the cup, but then you could get to the semi-finals quite easily if you keep getting the easy fixtures. Well, not easy, because no game's easy, but you know what I mean.
Chris Bosley thought it was an easy win yesterday.
No chance.
Absolutely no chance. Morning, Andrew. Yeah, even though I love the FA Cup, I think this year the league is more important. I'm going to come on to the FA Cup and who we want a bit later on, so we'll just think about that at the minute. Facebook user, just click on the link. That's all you have to do so I can see your name. Let's see what he says. Sorry, I've lost that comment. Saw game, sold out on LTFC.com. More fans would have bought a ticket given the opportunity. Yeah, but I don't think Millwall wanted that many Leicester fans going down, to be honest. Craig, hi Jamie and all Leicester fans. Yes. You know, here's a little stat. I'm not sure whether it's well known. I don't know. I only heard it myself this morning. 7 of that starting 11, Reedy, were born after the year 2000.
Fair enough. I think
they performed quite well, to be honest. They've been thrown into the breach a little bit. I mean, you had experience like Mark Albrighton, Connor Cody, you know, that was his 500th appearance yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
That was a decent. He's played and some experience there, same as Albrighton. Albrighton must have played 400 or 500 games easily in his career. But when you first, let's just bring John in so he can come in the arguments as well. Morning, Leon. How are you? Really, when you first saw that team sheet yesterday with 7 changes, what did you think?
I honestly thought it was going to be a tough test because. No, not many of them players have played consistently. For one, Connor Cody for me hasn't been the player I thought he would be when he has come in. He's quite unstable, in my opinion. But there's a few players there, like Albrighton, always going to come in these sort of games and do the job. You can't see what he does wrong. Obviously, getting the assist for Cassidy's goal. And then you've just got a load of kind of select players, but you just don't, you always have a see off the bench or. Maybe start one-off games like a Chowdhury, but I wasn't too confident with the team put out because in the cup it's going to happen, but you never know what could happen in the game. And I'm just fortunate that we have gone through very, very close.
I mean, in our group chat, I did put can I finish that like Vardy, and you thought it was a bit of a tapping and an easy goal, didn't you? But we'll come on to that. In a minute. Jono, what did you think to the team news when you saw the team news? I must admit, at first I thought, yeah, that's a little bit worrying, that team, but he needs to give players Winks, KDH, now Ndidi's out. I know he's out for 3 months. He needs Vestergaard and Faze, who have constantly been playing minutes after minutes after minutes. He needed to give players a rest. And I don't think they let themselves down at all, do you?
No, I thought I was really happy. It was gives a chance for players like Marcel, like Masuane Hayes or Brighton, to all these players to get game time, especially when, you know, Ndidi's injured, he's not going to AFCON. You know, so we need these, you know, Iheanacho's gone. We need these players to all play. And I thought it was a very good game. Yeah. And I wasn't thinking we're going to get annihilated. Obviously, it's not our strongest team, but it just shows that our second team can do the job if absolutely needed be.
Yeah, like Mr. Sixister says there, defence was awful. There was only one regular defence. No, well, Doyle's been out for 3 months, hasn't he? So it was only
game really time, isn't it?
Yeah, there was only one really regular defender that hadn't played together as a back four. Well, a back three, back four, whatever you want to call it. It was a bit dodgy, though, weren't it, Reedy? I'm going to go on about set pieces to you, Reedy, because I know off the top of my head at least 7 goals that were set pieces. I think there's a couple more. I know we've only conceded, I think, 8 in the 16, 17 in the league, and not so many in the cup as well. Probably 20 all season we've conceded, 21 all season. I think 8 of them have come from set pieces, corners and free kicks.
It's difficult because obviously last year when we had Rodgers and we brought that new set piece coach in, it felt like it changed in ways. We didn't concede as much. We didn't look like we were that much of a threat from that, as in like conceding loads. But again, it just shows that now we're defending better. We're conceding goals that we're more unable to defend like easily. Do you know what I mean? Like I say, we can defend out from the back quite well. But when it comes to set pieces, you've just got to make sure you're on your men. And obviously we're not doing that. So, and sometimes set pieces are unstoppable. You can't do that anything about them. Like, say, the free kicks against Middlesbrough. You can't stop that, realistically.
I mean, if you think about... Go on, sorry, Reader.
It's just a hard one because, like I say, what can you do about some set pieces? Vestergaard can get on a man, but if he can't like beat his man to it, they're going to score him. Someone like Millwall, they might have big, strong physical players they've got. I'm not surprised they've scored 2 set pieces.
Yeah. I wasn't having a go. I'm just literally pointing out something that could improve. It's not been negative. It's something that can improve from set pieces. We've had this problem for 2 years now.
We don't have that set piece coach anymore, do we?
No, he went. I'm not being negative. I'm not being critical. I'm just something that we need to improve on. If half of our goals, which it roughly is half of our goals, have come from set pieces, we surely need to improve on that, don't we, Jono?
Well, I remember a certain time, we let a set piece in every week, didn't we? Like in the Premier League, every time we got a set piece, we're like, here we go. We're going to get a goal down. We got that set piece, coach. We didn't concede any for ages. And it's sort of creeping in. I don't know if it's a Leicester City, that's just over us. We're always going to see some set pieces. But I agree with Reedy. Like, you're always going to concede set pieces. But my worry is that it's not the conceding. It's the game management towards the end of games that we struggle with.
The dark arts of football. Keeping it in the corner, playing it down the wings and stuff like that. So, yeah, I totally understand that. We need to, the game management is another one, but that's experience. That is experience. On yesterday's game, I honestly think City had to work really hard against a well-drilled Millwall team that causes problems. The first 10 minutes, they could have had, Millwall broke us down, and they could have had 2 or 3 goals easily in the first 10 minutes. But where we won it was we were more clinical. I mean, when did we score? The 15th, 16th minute, and then we scored just before half-time. Even the third goal as well, there were all sort of breakaway goals against the run of play. But all three were very different. I mean, that first goal was very, for me, it was great. It was very old school. It was a cross from the Brummy Beckham, as people are calling him now, Mark Albrighton. Yeah, it's on social media at the minute. He's been called the Brummy Beckham.
Mark McCrossy.
Madison's tweeted about it, and it was an old school back post header. I love that. The second one was a breakaway goal with neat, intricate passes and a good pass by Cassidy, which we'll come on to Cassidy later because I think he had a quite good there. Superb finish by Ricardo Pereira. Third one, absolutely stunning ball by Callum Doyle, which is what we've missing from his left foot, haven't we been reading? Stunning ball through. And it was, if you'd have been watching that 10 years ago, well, not even 10 years ago, 5 years ago, you could have thought that was Jamie Vardy, how he dragged it. If you'd seen a replay, you couldn't put a case saying, oh, that was Jamie Vardy or not. Because the way he dragged it around the keeper, he took it a bit too wide, but he managed to finish it quite well. But I still think Millwall gave us a half-decent game, really, yesterday. But we were more clinical, which we haven't been.
That was the difference. I couldn't find a stream to watch it, so I was listening on the radio, and the first 10-15 minutes I've listened on the radio, it was all Millwall. It was shot after shot after shot being saved, and I didn't see the complete stats before I started watching the actual game on video, but from what I heard, it was on. They were on top, so I was very, very worried. But then when Cassidy scored, I was like, okay, fair enough.
The stats at the end of the game was 19 shots for Millwall, 13 shots for Leicester, 45% possession Millwall, and 55% possession for us. But we were more clinical.
Yeah, and that is the main thing, and that's what we've been doing, in my opinion, recently. I was saying to you before that when we were not moaning, but we were saying that things could improve, was when we weren't scoring too much, but we were just winning games. The last couple of months now, we have been scoring goals clean and being a bit more clinical, and we're winning games 2-3-1, and it's showing difference. And now, maybe with a new whole team out, it's probably changed momentum a bit, and it's helped us. I don't know, because maybe it's helped us, because like I say, there's 11, or not 11 different players, but 7 different players in it, and they still won the game. But it just shows that we can still be clinical with a team that's not exactly playing games every week.
Maxine, I'm on about Vardy 5 years ago. If you'd seen that, you would have thought that was Vardy from 5 years ago. If you'd come out of a cup, if you'd been in hospital, been in a coma for 5 years and saw that, you'd have thought that's Jamie Vardy scoring a goal.
No.
Maybe. I thought it was funny anyway. John was just... I forgot what we're going on about now. Ben Nelson. How, Jono, like you say, you saw it yesterday. How do you think he performed yesterday? He's only 19.
Very well, he's still started to sign his contract. I thought it was good. I felt, Doyle coming back from injury and him starting at the back as well could have been very risky. As you said, they could have scored 3 goals, but I thought he had a really good game. I think it gives some confidence knowing that he played in defence. Yes, we let 2 in, but, it was just from the set piece. It wasn't like a defending error from him as such. So I thought, it'd be good for his confidence, and hopefully about the rest of the season he can get this sort of game time to improve more.
Yeah, to me, I was watching it, and in the group chats, in a couple of the group chats I was in, I put Cassidy and Eunice in that first half had played quite well. And it was like the kiss of death of a commentator, because in the second half, I don't think they played as well. I don't know if that's because Millwall stepped up the game, but I definitely thought it was Cassidy's in his top 3 games that he's played this year for us.
Well, how many games has he played that's done decent?
12. Oh. Well, he's played 12 or 13 games altogether.
I'll give credit for him. He scored a goal. My opinion on him. I don't think he's the quality we probably need. How many loans were out there yesterday? Obviously, you got Doyle, you got Cassidy, you got Atgun. There's a few loanies out there, so it's good to see. But again, like Craig Pearson says, I don't rate him in my opinion, but. Good to see he gets a good performance in. Hopefully it pushes him on. And now with Ndidi out, it might be his spot to shine. But
who's the other loan we've got? We've got 4 loans.
Fatawu.
Unfortunately, I thought Marcel was a little bit poor, whoever that Facebook user is. I know he's a bit ring rusty, hasn't played much, but I think there's a sign of a half-decent player there. With Cassidy... talked about him. Cannon, right. I think Everton have made a huge mistake letting him go.
Are you rating him that highly?
I think they've made it a huge mistake. When you look at who they've got, when Everton have got Calvert-Lewin, they've got Beto, and they've got, I can't remember the other striker is, and they've let her go, a young up-and-cut. He's only 20, and we wanted to sign him for $7.5 million, even though he was injured. We still wanted to sign him. Well, Everton wanted to go on loan to Preston again, but we still wanted to sign him. I think he is, for $7.5 million, I think he's a snip. He's got pace on him. He can hold the ball up. He makes runs. I don't know, really, because you don't see him much on TV. You see him at the gate. It's probably the first game you've missed for a long time yesterday, wasn't it, pal? Away game, anyway. He makes the runs that you don't see it on the ground, but you see on the TV. I'm not saying he's going to be the new Jamie Vardy or the new GOAT, even though you think Dakar's the new GOAT. I think, I don't want to put pressure on him, but I think he will score goals for Leicester. I think he's got
my
coming in front of him.
I quoted after the, was it the Millwall game? I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Which game? Which one did he score two in? Which, you know, I can't remember what game it was. It was at home. Which game last at home did Cannon score two?
Huddersfield, New Year's Day.
That was it. After he scored that second, I honestly thought he would probably be our main man. But it just shows you that at the start of the season, we played with Vardy and Iheanacho. Yes, he might have scored a couple, but it just didn't look right. We brought in Daku, he starts scoring goals for fun. Put Ring in Cannon, he starts scoring goals for fun. These two now can hopefully fight it out for that spot, top spot up front. But
so you think he scored three? The three goals he scored three very different goals.
Hmm.
One where he's a snapshot.
Yeah.
In the first one at Huddersfield. Two, the second one at Huddersfield, he ran through and he beat the beat the keeper with a very composed shot in the back of the net. And yesterday, where we rallied the keeper. So I think we've found a bit of a jewel. I don't want to put too much pressure on him.
All I'm going to say is it is the Championship.
You can't keep saying in the Championship. Yes, you can keep saying because we are in the Championship, Jono. But he's scoring goals and confidence. Goals will breed confidence. Winning will breed confidence. The cup game yesterday, like I say, there were seven changes. It was a young team, but the whole confidence will be through the whole club with another win and next round of the cup. We're one step closer to Wembley.
We are, yeah, and I like Tom Cannon. I think obviously we're all used to Vardy, and you know you have to compare him to Vardy because when Vardy retires at the end, well, may not retire, but when he leaves us end of this season, we've got to find that new clinical striker. For the last few years,
Hold on, John. Have you got the inside track? He's definitely leaving at the end of the season.
Well, we've got 1 year left in his contract. He's 36?
Yeah, well, I think he's 37, actually, I think. I'm not 100% sure on that.
So, as a striker, 37 is pretty, you know, getting odd. He's not got the pace anymore. So I think this is the time for Cannon to step up and probably show Everton that, you know, you should have kept me and gone with this running form. But I don't think Daka's good enough to be our leading striker.
Now, there was a comment here, I don't know where it is, that Cannon is a natural goal scorer, which I don't think Nacho is. I don't think Daka is. Let's get rid of that comment.
Daka's our natural goal scorer. I'm having you on that, mate.
He doesn't look composed.
I am having you on that.
No, he's not a natural goal scorer. Like Cannon looks more composed in front. Yes, Daka is a goal scorer.
All I'm saying is we've never heard of this Cannon before we bought him.
How many goals has Daka scored that have literally been on the goal line?
Well, the last couple of weeks, yes, maybe so. If you've looked at his career, he scores goals for bloody fun in places. I know you'd say different leagues, but this is the Championship. I'm sorry.
Well, I think Tom Cannon is a technically better player than Daka.
When Daka was at Leipzig, he was a better prospect than Haaland, his strike partner.
Yes.
But
one's gone that way, and one's gone that way. Hey, I'm not trying to big up Daka. I'm just saying no one knew about this Cannon before he came in. Yes, he scored up some goals, but I want to see this consistently now. If he gets in his team, he needs to score consistently.
No one ever heard of a certain Riyad Mahrez before he came into the team.
Or Kante.
Or no one had even heard of Jamie Vardy. I know that. I knew about Jamie Vardy when he was playing for Fleetwood. No one did.
All I'm saying is
he needs to stop being consistent as well then. Because we were saying when Daka was in the last, what, six games straight and he was scoring a few goals, we were saying that he needs to keep playing. Now Cannon's scoring a few goals. If he keeps playing and scoring, then fair enough. But if he stops scoring, we asked it about Kelechi when he was playing. He wasn't scoring goals, so change him. So if Cannon stops scoring...
They are not natural goal scorers.
Daka and Nacho are
both not natural goal scorers.
See, I completely.
They have to. If you look at Nacho and Daka, you're not going to agree with me. I know Jono's probably agreeing with Jono, but the chances have to be made for Daka and Nacho to score. With Tom Cannon, there was a lot of work to be done.
That's right. Isn't that like Vardy as well?
To be done with two of them three goals.
Isn't that like Vardy as well, though? Vardy barely can really create chances.
But did he used to, though?
No.
3 years ago. Yes, he did.
He can't dribble. Vardy cannot dribble. Well, no, but what I'm saying is he has to be that last touch to go into the goal for me. He
no, can't. He the goal against West Brom when he went through in the Great Escape season, the goal against Sheffield United in the last
minute.
Yeah,
but he's playing more
against West Brom.
He was playing more on the wing at that point.
In the Premiership winning season. Nah, Vardy is, but Tom Cannon is a totally different kettle of fish. We've got a good young prospect there, and the pressure is going to be on him to keep scoring goals now. While he is the only striker we have got,
exactly. And if he doesn't keep scoring, we can't just be doing what we always do and just keep him on until he will eventually score again. If he's not scoring and Dak is back in the fold, then I'm not. This is not me trying to say that I think Dak should be good, because I do honestly think Cannon deserves a shot now. I've been asking for it for months, but. If he does stop scoring, like Kel was, we're always asking for Daka every week.
Well, I honestly think Cannon had been rested or looked after until this month, because they knew Daka, yeah. They knew, especially when Vardy got injured as well, and when Nacho was, or they were all going to go to the AFCON, I think they waited for him. That's why you haven't seen much of him until now. Like Neil Birchner says, we'll move on quick. Before we move on to Neil's comment, man of the match. Everyone put in their comments yesterday, the man of the match, because I don't think there was one outstanding player again. I think it was a team performance for my liking. If anybody, I don't know, Ricky P worked his socks off, but I wouldn't quite say man of the match performance. I'm not sure. Man of the match, Cannon, because of the way he took his goal, defence, you can't really give it the defence. Maybe the keeper, because he made some blinding saves in them first 10 minutes, even though his distribution wasn't good. Hamza, Patrick, I'm not quite sure about Hamza. He gave the ball away too much in my liking.
I'm giving it to Hamza. He always seems to do well for me when he is in the team, and he never puts a foot wrong, in my opinion, anyway. So I'm giving it to Hamza. I can't give it to Vestergaard because he's not on the team. So he might have done well off the bench. Just giving a bit of support, but yeah.
Okay. Liam says, Jono, what about Liam says, same as me, not sure myself. No one really stood out. I think it was an all-round good team performance.
I think not everyone had a great game. Marcel didn't have a great game, but the standouts for me were Hamza, Cassaday, and Tom Cannon. I can't choose between those three. I think those three overall had a really good game.
So if anybody, I think I'd have to give it to Cannon because of his work rate. He held it up well. He brought people into the game. And the way he took his goal, which was a simple tap-in, according to Reedy. I don't know where he saw that goal. That was an easy goal to put in the back of the net. Bloody hell, I'm not sure. Yes,
I could have done it.
Eunice could have done it as well. Eunice could have done it. Eunice did okay as well. But just before we move on to next week's game, the normal question, win the next round of the Cup, which is Monday night at 10-8 before the Man U game. I think it's Man U, isn't it? Tomorrow night. We're ball number 13, unlucky for some. I hate being ball number 13. Who do people want? Morning, George. How are you? Are you good? Hope that's my grandson saying that. I'm just replying back to his. Fulham, home or away? We want a home draw, don't we? Reedy, I know you. I hate you when you talk about this because you want one of the big boys, don't you? You always want one of the big boys.
I will take the winner of the Arsenal Liverpool game. Thank you.
Oh, behave.
I want Maidstone at home. I want Maidstone, please.
Even Maidstone away. Oh no, because they've got that synthetic pitch, haven't they?
I want Maidstone at Leicester City.
Yeah. I think Maidstone as well.
Everyone's asking for the easy game. Give us Liverpool or Arsenal and be happy with it.
Hold on, Jono. I know what you're going to argue the same point. I know people have said they want to concentrate on the league, but surely you want to go as far as you can in the Cup so it gives people breaks. Surely you want to go as far as you can and only play the biggest team in the final, which is my opinion.
Of course, it would be nice to get an easy team, keep going in the easy games. But for me, you have to play whoever comes against you. And if we don't beat Liverpool and they go and win it, you say fair play. So
it'd be nice to get a home draw, wouldn't it, Jono? Because we've had four away draws so far, three in the Carabao Cup and one in the FA Cup.
Get a home game, go against a lower division team, League One or lower, play the same team again at home, no travelling, rest our big players. Happy days. Yeah. If we do get Liverpool or Man United, it'll be a good away day to a bigger club.
I'll take Man United. They're in the absolute shit show right now. We'll beat them.
Reedy, we'll get destroyed by Manchester United.
No, we will not.
Yes, we will.
No, we will.
Sheffield United at home. Talking of Sheffield United, looks like Danny Ward might be going there.
Please do.
I feel bad for Iverson going to Stoke and getting four slammed against him.
Then we'll only have two keepers.
Ooh.
Because Smith is injured. So what's going to happen?
He was injured when he got it, also.
No, Alex Smith hasn't played. He's injured. He got injured in the summer.
Well, the keeper we've got now and Hermansson. Simple.
Yeah, but you always need a third one just in case.
Oh, come on.
No, we need...
We were asking to get rid of from five keepers anyway, so now
Danny Ward, everyone wanted his head by the end of last season.
Give us United at home or away, and I'll be happy. Let's go. We'll smash him.
Yeah.
Fatuhu will be on fire.
Right, forget about that. We're going to move on. I know Coventry is still a week away. Well, 6 days away. He's going to play the strongest team, isn't he? He's going to, because he's rested them. He rested Winks, Vestergaard, Faze, KDH missed Huddersfield. He came on for the last 15, 20 minutes, I think it was yesterday. McAteer, I think he's back training. There was someone else back training as well. I can't remember who it was. I think Pratt was back training, I think. What changes, or will it just be what the team was against Huddersfield, maybe with KDH coming in?
Yeah.
I honestly think Dennis Pratt should be coming in that Ndidi role.
Instead of Cassidy.
He's out, yeah. I think that's one big change. You've got, obviously, didn't Chowdhury start against Huddersfield?
Huddersfield, no. He was on the bench.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, again, other than putting Dennis Pratt in that role.
Will Alves was the other one, not Dennis Pratt.
Yeah, other than Dennis Pratt, it's just the same old 11.
Oh, yeah, Mabidibi and Fatua didn't play yesterday as well, so they've had a game off.
My lineup would be Hermansson, Justin, Ricardo, Vestergaard, Faze, Pratt, Dewsbury Hall, Mavididi, Fataru, Tom Cannon. I forgot what's one in midfield?
Winks. Did you say Winks?
Yeah, Winks. That's it. Winks. Forgot about Winks. Yeah, that's my team.
Do you know what? Just thinking about it, I'd also have Doyle in there. I'd take out JJ and put Doyle in. Mainly because he had a good game yesterday, in my opinion. And he obviously was at Coventry last season, wasn't he? He was at Coventry last season. So, and he played brilliantly against them when we played him at home. So, I'd like to see him in there.
Yeah.
He knows their team, so...
Okay. Like the dogs going mad at the cats outside if you hear any screeching. They're fighting like cats and dogs at the minute. I'm not sure about Dennis Pratt. I think he might still be injured. I know I love a bit deep.
Chowdhury go in that role?
Who?
Chowdhury. Hamza.
Not in that role.
No, not in that role.
No, definitely not in that role.
What's Peter saying to me about behave? Doyle.
I'm not even going to talk about transfer gossip because according to Maresca on his presser on Friday, they have got to sell before they can buy. So I'm not even... Because until people go for a price, we cannot buy anybody.
Why don't we just let Iverson go to Stoke, though, instead of being on loan?
He might just be there to keep him up. Help him keep him up.
Yeah, and then see how he goes. But Maresca said in his presser on Friday that we cannot buy anybody until we sell people, which is a bit worrying because we've had that the last few years. That it's... Rogers says it before, we need to complete transformation. Didn't happen. We had to sell before we could buy. And the same thing's happening again. But do we really need to strengthen the squad, lads and lasses? Anybody in the comments? Where, if we could strengthen it, remember we haven't got any positions in that squad. What are we going to do?
Winks.
Yeah.
Gear's replacement. Gear's replacement for Winks. And at the moment, people were asking for a new striker, but I think with
Daka, we don't need a new striker. I think we're fine.
I think with Daka and Cannon now as the main two, hopefully, they'll be the ones that
push Vardy, on to the end of the season. And Vardy comes back. I think Tom Cannon, Vardy, for until AFCON ends, then you have Iheanacho and Daka coming back. I think, yeah, a Winks replacement sorted, done.
Yeah, I understand there. Sumer and Christensen could try and offload them early, but they're not in the squad. They're not in the squad. They're not in the 25. They're out on loan. That won't make diddly squat to the squad. If we sell them, it doesn't mean we can move anybody in. Unless I know Iverson's gone, so there's one spot. Because we've only got 24 in our squad anyway, haven't we? Because of the under-21, of the academy players, you have to have five. I think we've only got four, I think it is. So there's
But who have we got in this 25-man squad that is, like, not going to be anywhere near the team that's actually there's no one, because we've probably seen all of them already in like different games. I'd say we saw probably half of them yesterday, so and half of them you'd probably say on in a game where you've got your full team out, they're good substitutions, so there's not that many that you'd probably say.
I think Mark, I agree, yeah. Nacho's not at the best of time, yes, I will try and sell him, but when he's injured, if he's injured in January, people are not going to buy him, unfortunately. According to Nick Moore, Christensen's been poor. He started well, but he's been poor since he signed. Phil, the boss, do you think we need to make a couple of signings to ensure promotion? That's what we're just talking about, Phil. We've got to, like I said, on his presser on Friday, we've got to sell before we can buy. It's all right saying, oh, yeah, loan them out, but that'll make spaces. But we haven't got the money, according to
Matthew. I don't think we need to sign anyone to get promoted. I think it'd help us in the long run if we did get a replacement, for instance, Winks.
Yeah, Scott, I understand that. It's not that we need to sell because of the wages. I'd sell Sumer and Christensen. It cuts the wage bill. Yes, it still cuts. Well, yeah, some of it's been paid by us and some of it's been paid, but that doesn't leave any spaces in the squad.
No.
That's the problem we're going to have. If we buy, we've got to have... Jono, who would you drop out of that squad? If you brought someone in, who would you drop out of that squad?
The only one I can think of, Iheanacho, and that's the only one.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
The question, I put this question in one of the group chats about Wilf. Wilf is allegedly out for 3 months, right? So that's March time. When end of March, that's when he comes back. Hmm. We'll probably have 5-6 games left end of March.
So you say cut out Ndidi and buy...
Will we need him then 5 or 6 games at the end of March? So it could take longer. It could take longer. So I can see Wilf being left out.
That's a good option, because you're knocking him out of the squad. He's just injured, so we can't use him.
Yeah, then that's a player you can't... If you put him in the squad...
But if you cut Ndidi out of the squad, could you replace Ndidi out and put someone else in?
Only if we sold somebody, that's the thing.
Well, someone said Everton wants McAteer. Or Souter, actually, that's a good shout. Souter, we can sell him.
Souter?
Yeah.
Souter, you mean?
Souter, that's it.
Souter, is he now French?
Souter, sorry.
You're getting worse than me with your pronunciation.
I am.
Yes, like Craig Pearson says, he agrees with me. It's not often Craig agrees with me. He's out for the rest of the season. If he's out for the rest of the season, 3 or 4 months.
And he's out of contract, isn't he? So
yeah, he's out of contract as well.
It's so like as much as you don't put him in your squad, if he's not wanting to sign a new contract, then why not? Because he doesn't obviously, he's not showing commitment in a way. So let him take him out of the squad. And if he wants to sign for us again, then obviously he will probably come straight back in when we go to the Premier League, if we go to the Premier League.
Now, very last comment. Oh, where's it gone? There it is. Where's it gone?
What are you looking for?
It's about Jamie Vardy. Where it is? Here it is. He's 21 goals away from 200. I've been wanting to score 200 for ages, but I just can't see it happening now. I really can't. If he'd had a decent season and he wanted 5 or 6 goals next year, then I think he'd have signed a new contract. But that's another story. Anyway.
See, that's mental, isn't it? He's not even scored 200 goals for us, but he's scored over 100 goals in the Premier League.
Yeah, yeah.
That's bonkers.
He scored 5 in his first season in the Championship, 15 in his second season, the year we went up. So there's 20. And then he scored, how many has he got this year in the league? 5 again in the league, is it? So he scored 25 Championship goals out of 179 goals altogether. Because remember, he doesn't play many Cup and League Cup games, does he?
No, well, he does because he scores in every bloody round and then every single bloody...
Well, he does now because last year he was, and this year because he wasn't playing so much. Anyway,
goals is a long thing.
Coventry game. I know it's a week away. It's the M69 Derby, and I really need to speak to you afterwards. The M69 Derby, it's about 3 miles, is it, I think? 26 miles? I can't remember how far.
Don't ask me.
It's not... No, you're in geography. Don't get on very well, do you? Score lines. That's what I'm going to ask for. 6 days away. What do you think score lines are going to be?
2-0 to Leicester.
Confident. Straight in there. He's going for a 2-0 clean sheet. I'm not sure of a clean sheet. I'm not sure because Coventry have started to come back and do well.
3-1. Actually, 3-1 to Leicester. 2-1 or 3-1 to Leicester.
No, you said 2-0. You said 2-0, Jono. You can't change it. Once you put your bet down, you can't change it.
Okay. 2-0 to Leicester.
Desmond.
Yep. I'm going to go for a Desmond as well.
You're going to go for a 2-0, 1-0. A lot of people at this. Yeah.
I'm going for a 2-2 because... I watched match today last night, and there's some of the goals that Coventry scored against, was it Oxford? Mate, they sort of scored some screamers, and they're not going to just sit down and just score no goals against us. I don't think that. So yeah. I think it's going to be a 2-2. And I'll take a 2-2 away.
Yeah, nearly. Hold on a minute. I'm going to go for a draw as well. I want to win. Of course I want to win, but a draw... will be a good point against Coventry that are playing a decent... Coventry are playing really well at the minute and they picked up results. So, yeah, I'm going to go for a 2-2 draw. Jono, what did you say? You said 2-0, didn't you?
I'm just going to check Coventry's... Yeah, they've not lost in 5 games.
Yeah. Well, Millwall hadn't scored since they conceded 3 against... I hadn't conceded since they conceded 3 against us.
Mm.
And we banged 3. And so, records are there to be broken.
We just want everyone. We've rested all our good players, and we've got another week left to prepare. So,
well, we don't know how Coventry. We don't know Coventry's team, do we? Unfortunately, but we'll sort that out through the week. Jono, cheers for joining me, and we'll see you again next week. Cheers, pal.
See you later.
Reedy, how the devil are you?
Good.
You enjoy that?
Just seeing all the comments from me saying about Coventry playing against Oxford, which I get. Yes, you're in a lower league, but. They're still scoring good goals, and like I say, they're unbeaten in 5. So I just can't see it being an easy game. I'll take a 2-2, and go back home against whoever it is in the. Is it Stoke at home, or Ipswich? I think Ipswich.
Well, Swansea's been cancelled now, hasn't it? Because that's the FA Cup day, the 27th of January. So that's been cancelled. That'll be played at another time, which is one less game for like injuries and stuff like that to clear, which is good news. But yeah, that's it. Ipswich are on the horizon on the 22nd as well.
Mm-hmm.
So all looking good. Lox is going for a 3-0.
He can't stop, can he? Bloody hell.
Yeah, that's fine. Confidence. Confidence. We need confidence. Not like your negativity reading.
There's no negativity here, mate. I'm just being honest.
You're being honest. All right, then, pal. I shall see you again soon, mate. Cheers for joining me. There we go, lads and lasses. I'm glad everyone's joined me. Once again, much appreciated for joining me on a Sunday morning. 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning when it's cold and wet after we've won against Millwall. Much appreciated. So it's ciao, ciao, adios, goodbye, arrivederci. There's the final whistle. Come on, you foxes.
Thanks for watching Leicester Fan TV.
Thanks to our sponsors, Everards, Barlow Blinds, Pucker Pies, Pink Car Leasing, Distillers Direct, Hologram, Take Me, Nubian Cow, The Fox's Arms and Rainbows. Run by the fans, for the fans. Follow us on socials at Leicester Fan TV and visit leicesterfantv.com for all the latest news, views and...
Away days are great, but there's nothing quite like playing at home. The same goes for McDonald's. Maximise your home ground advantage with McDelivery. Order now on the McDonald's app. At participating restaurants, 18 plus, serving times, delivery fee and terms apply. See mcdonalds.com.
And there it is, that's as good as it gets on this stage. Nissan Townstar EV strikes again. It's an unstoppable van, unstoppable!
Look, just fantastic. You can actually see the ProPilot technology in action. Effortless parallel parking.
It moves with all the confidence that comes with a 5-year warranty.
And with a bench full of all-star van experts, there's real strength in depth here.
That's all-star quality.
Search Nissan Townstar EV and visit your local all-star van centre to see for yourself.
Terms and conditions apply. 5 years or 100,000 miles, whichever comes first.
ProPilot is an advanced driver assist technology. Driver's responsibility to stay alert, drive safely, and control vehicle at all times.
This podcast is proud to be part of the TalkSport Fan Network.
TalkSport. Powered by fans.